Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, did her aunt really have a hoof print burned into her skin on her back? Or was she just trying to scare them?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We love Real Ghost Stories. We want to hear yours. So if you have one, call 855-853-4802 or write them in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Now, you could become a premium subscriber if you wanted to. No commercials, advance episodes, and access to the archive. Sign up today on Apple Podcasts. Hello? You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. Harper's with me.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you today?
I have to apologize in advance if my internet does cut out. It is really windy here again. Yesterday, I was recording with Kathy, and we had wind gusts up to 60 miles an hour yesterday. Today's a much calmer day. In fact, I'm going to look. I would say, though, it's still really windy. And I have
60 miles. That's enough to, like, take a dog.
Yeah, 60 miles an hour is what we had yesterday.
That's crazy.
And today, let's see, it's gusting up to 45 miles an hour. So, yeah, much better today.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. But I have my internet. I have a cable that runs across my backyard. And I swear when it's windy, it kind of makes my internet act up.
Well, that's funny.
I know. So I saw the look on your face when I read the intro to that story about a hoof print burned into her skin. Harper had
this, like, are you serious?
WTF look on her face, like, what?
Like, I thought we were just, like, going to talk about, like, oh, like, oh, yeah, I'm like, it was like a little bruise or something. I'm sorry, a hoof print?
Hoof print. So this is one of those stories that I don't know. Like, it's not up to me to judge the stories. We just like to read them and talk about them. But I have to wonder, sometimes I think parents, aunts, grandparents, you know, people in your adults in your life might tell you stories to scare you. And I wonder. So here's the story. It says, my whole life, I've been a magnet for paranormal activity. However, I never minded because I'm completely fascinated by it. I've seen passed on family members and shadow people. I've even lived in a house that had either poltergeist or demonic activity. I do not want to live there. These things that I have seen are not what these stories are about. They happened decades before I was born, but it might just be the reason why these things are drawn to me. It was the late 50s or early 60s. My grandma and great auntie were teenagers, and from what I'm told, they were wild girls. That cracks me up because you never think of your grandma being wild ever. I'd be like, what? Yeah. Grandma? Wild? It says they would go out, despite my great grandmother telling them no, get drunk, come home at all hours of the night. My great grandmother was a Catholic. But she had tarot cards, a Ouija board, and even a crystal ball. This is an interesting family.
Okay.
Let's go to mass, kids. But first, I'm going to give you a tarot card reading before we go.
It kind of sounds like some sort of like Nickelodeon type of family.
This looks strange.
What is the Brady Bunch like?
Well, this is the great-grandmother. It continues in regards to great-grandma. She would invite young mothers to come and get their cards read. She could even tell them what sex their babies would be. Now, I will say with that, you do have a 50-50 chance of getting that right. One night, my grandma and her sister, my great aunt, came home drunker than they ever had before. They ran through the house laughing and being so loud. My grandma was furious and urged them to stop when they refused, disrespectfully. My great-grandmother couldn't stand it anymore. She dropped to her knees in front of them and began to pray to Satan himself to make her daughters behave. Is that the right entity to pray to?
No, it's not.
Dear Satan, make my daughters behave? That makes no sense to me.
What? No. This is an interesting family.
She's Catholic. Seems like usually Catholics are praying to the Virgin Mary or not Satan.
I'm not sure y'all are Catholic.
How Catholic are they? Let's see. They were drunk, the sisters. So all they did was laugh at her and tell her to go to bed. But she exclaimed that night they would regret their behavior.
Oh my God.
They went to bed and fell asleep, but it didn't last very long. My great-grandfather had a stroke sometime before then, so when he walked through the house, you could hear a thump and a drag of him walking. Anyway, my great-aunt woke up to the sound of a very loud thump and dragged over and over. I don't know what the dragging, maybe over and over. My aunt called out to him, asking why he was out of bed, but no one answered. I guess she was going, Dad, why are you out of bed?
Just crickets.
But the sound continued. My aunt's back was facing the door, so she was lying on her side. The sound stopped right in front of their open door. My aunt felt paralyzed. She couldn't turn around to look at the door. She felt something enter the room and the temperature drop. She started to feel her nightgown pull up to her back, and a great force struck her. Then she felt a burning sensation, but she still wasn't able to move. After what felt like forever, she could roll around as she jumped out of bed to go wake up my grandma. They went to the bathroom together and checked her back, and sure enough, there was a hoof print on her back burned into her skin.
Yes, because when you're praying to Satan and your mom is a little...
Some kind of odd fringe Catholic. I would call her a fringe Catholic.
But don't forget, guys, they're Catholic.
So everything's good.
This is the most blatant.
So there's the hoof print on her back, burned into her skin, it says. While that was happening to her, my grandma was having nightmares of herself in hell. To this day, my great aunt has a scar of the hoof print to remind her of that night forever. The part of the story that involves me is that she said to make her daughters behave, which can be applied to every generation of girls after her.
Oh, good
I don't
God.
Totally understand that sentence, but my guess is that happened to her so then she could tell you, look, you go out drinking, you could have Satan attack you in the night. I guess.
Yes, because apparently Satan's a horse.
Well, you know, I don't want anything with hoofs to come and attack me in the middle of the night. Horse or demonic entity. But to me, it kind of sounds like one of those stories that kind of got passed down and to scare people. Like this is, like that would be like Harper. I know that one day people are going to want to take you out and drink alcohol. And I just
because that's what having friends at an appropriate age is.
But Harper, next time I see you, I'm going to show you the hoof on my print that was burned into my skin after a night of drinking. And this is what will happen. That's what it makes me think of. That the grandma's like, the aunt is like, you know, this is what happens to bad girls.
To not...
So do you think that really happened like that? Or did the aunt just...
No.
She doesn't say that, oh my God, I saw the hoof print. It was horrific.
Number one, we don't even get like the reaction from anybody else about the hoof print.
So it just seems like that's a story that got passed down maybe to scare people.
Yeah, like an old wives' tale.
Now, that said, I could see the aunt... She had a sleep paralysis dream and felt like something attacked her in the night. And that absolutely, I've had that happen.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know about that one. Although that's what happens when your mom prays to Satan could also be a lesson.
Don't forget, guys. Don't forget, guys. They're Catholic, remember?
And how could you be Catholic and pray to Satan to make your girls
Simple,
behave?
You don't. That's not how that works.
Because Satan ain't going to make your girls behave. Because that's the devil in them that's making them go out and drink. Let's be real. So that's that one. Do you believe that the aunt has the burned-in hoof print, or maybe she has some kind of scar that looks like one?
She just, like, got, like... There's so many ways you can even, like, get a hoof print. Because, number one, my mom broke her ribs.
Ooh.
By a horse. So... Now, burnt in? I don't know how that would happen, but I don't think anybody actually even saw the hoof print. I don't even think the hoof print's there, so I'm going to go with no.
Not buying it. To me, it feels like a story passed down to scare you. It's kind of like the stories that you hear. It's like, well, this is what happened to me when I had
bad. It sounds like one of those like original Disney fairy tales. Have you ever heard one of those? The original Cinderella?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Hansel, the original Cinderella's sisters?
Hansel and Gretel. Little Red Riding Hood. You know, it's like, these are pretty horrific stories.
Sleeping Beauty. Have you heard that one?
Right. Like, they're pretty dark, really.
They're so horrendous. I was like, that's exactly what this sounds like. Like, oh, you go out drinking with your friends, you're going to get a little...
That's what's going to happen. Well, here's our next story. It says, I wanted to write in and tell you about one paranormal experience I had involving my recently deceased grandfather. I've had other experiences, nothing terrifying, only a little jarring, but I'll save those for another time. This story takes place 10 years ago. I was 19 at the time, and my family was all... This is funny. It just says, I was 19 at the time, and my family was all very... Period. I'm not sure.
Very what?
I don't know. We'll let people fill in the blank. They were very angry. They were all very funny. They were all very fashion forward. I don't know.
Bad. I don't like progressive.
So I don't know. It says, I have a few different stories to cover, so I'll make them kind of short. I have always been spiritually sensitive, whether it be seeing full-on apparitions or just feeling the more frequent... Then I like to admit, vibes. The first encounter that I can remember happened when I was younger, maybe around 8 or 9 years old. I was living in Texas at the time, and I was staying over at a friend's house. I remember that we had laid down to catch some Z's. She had a single-sized bed, so we had made a bed on the floor of blankets for me to sleep on. My friend fell asleep with no problem, which surprised me because it was very stormy outside, and I had quite a bit of trouble because of all the noise. I was lying on the floor just watching the lightning light up the room, and suddenly my eyes darted to the corner of the ceiling above her bed where her feet were. With the lightning, I saw a man hanging from the ceiling by his neck as if by a noose was keeping him there. He stared
at... You know what that reminds me of? So, I'm not sure if you've ever been to Disney, but in the Haunted Mansion, the opening room, if you look up, there's, like, a guy just, like, hanging there.
Oh, that's creepy.
I know, right? So it's, like, in a very dramatic scene. Like, the lights will go off, and then, like thunder will clash, and then you look up, and it's there.
So is it really like that with the lightning, too?
Yeah, it's literally that.
Maybe this person had gone and seen that in Disneyland and was actually asleep, and this was a dream. It says, because it says, he stared at me wide-eyed but didn't move an inch. He looked to be different shades of gray in color. This only happened in a split second because once the room went dark, so did he. He was gone. Better believe I called my mother to come pick me up that night, and I never stayed over there again. I wouldn't have either. That would be it for me. Yeah. One time of seeing that would be plenty. The next encounter I had was when I was living in West Virginia. At this point, I was in high school. Upon going to school and participating in sports, I also had a job. I worked at the local McDonald's, and because of my restricted schedule, I was required to work late. I got off work one night. It was around 2 a.m. I started my long drive home of about a half an hour. I lived out in the sticks, 25 minutes away from any cell phone service. My road itself is 3 miles long, and the entire way is one lane surrounded by woods. I started up my road and made it about halfway when I saw two young girls walking towards my car. They looked to be about 14 years old. They both had long hair parted down the middle and were wearing oversized hoodies with tribal markings on them. I didn't think much of it. That, well, I'm not sure. I'm just telling you what this says. Okay. I didn't think much of it until I got a little closer. I noticed that they also looked gray in color and seemed to look very sad. As I was passing them, they both looked right at me and our eyes locked. I made it a couple of feet past them and decided that I would ask if they needed a ride. It was late and somewhat cold. I stopped the car, rolled down my window, stuck my head out the window to holler at them, and they were gone. Woods to the right and a big open field guarded by barbed wire to the left. There was nowhere for them to go. Even if there was, there's no way they could have disappeared so quickly. Pedal to the metal all the way home. I've not seen them since. Ooh, the next story takes place at my friend's house. She lives in an old Victorian-like house with her mother. She had a bedroom in the attic, and it wasn't a typical attic. It had three different parts. When you first walk in, there's a small room where she has a little couch and a TV. In that room, there's a door that leads to a room where she has her bed and dresser, and through that is her closet. So it's when you kind of got to walk through and walk through and walk through. Her closet didn't look like a closet, though. It was just an open room with a lot of insulation. Pretty creepy looking, actually. Anyway, it was my friends, Sandy, Lindsay, and I. We were hanging out. We were all sitting in the first room playing video games when I started to not feel so hot. This is a polite way of saying this. My lady time had hit, and I was trying to fight off some gnarly cramps. My lady time. She's having her period. I decided that I would go lie in her bed until they subsided. I was lying there minding my own business when suddenly my whole body felt paralyzed. I wasn't able to move anything but my eyes. My attention was forced to the bottom of the bed near my feet. There was a little girl in a white dress, accessorized by a red sash and bow. She had ear-length blonde hair done up in little ringlet curls. She was crouched down, looking directly at me. Once she had my attention, she smiled this wicked smile, and I could see her teeth. They were sharp and jagged like little fangs. Her eyes were completely red, and I was terrified. I couldn't move. I couldn't scream. I was having a hell of a time trying, though. The next thing I knew, she was up by my ear, breathing onto me. At that point, I was able to let out a blood-curdling scream. My friends came running into the room, but by then she was gone. I told the girl who lived there what I had experienced, and she told me that I was not the first person to have seen this little girl. F that, she can stay with me next time and every time after that. I have a few more stories. I will save them for my next email, or maybe I will call in. Thank you so much for reading my story. Hope to hear it on the air. I enjoy your podcast. You guys are awesome. Best wishes, Veronica. Ooh, Veronica. She said some creepy stuff.
Yeah.
You know, in the first one, like with that lightning, that would be so creepy because it would happen so fast that you would almost question, did I see that?
Yeah, definitely.
Because
I would have been like,
was that there? And then it's gone? Because you would only see it when the lightning would light up the room.
And that's like, what, like a 0.1 second.
But that last one with the little girl, as it went on, it just got creepier and creepier. To wake up and see a little girl, then she got fang-like teeth.
And then she's like, smile, and now she's like, oh, next to your ear. Ooh.
I think I know what, I think the family, it's, were very period. The family, my family was all very sensitive, is the word I'm going to insert there. Because I wonder if she got this, because she's obviously very, because she says I've always been very spiritually sensitive, whether it be seeing full-on apparitions or feeling vibes. Yeah, she's obviously very sensitive.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it's like the same type of deal for her family.
Now, if you were in that scenario, late at night, driving back home from work, and you saw those two girls on your road to go to your house, I would be, I think the maternal part of me would kick in and be like, oh my God, those girls need help. And so I could see pulling over to see what they need. And then they disappear. Would you be able to pull over on a wooded road late at night? You're by yourself. You're not that old. Could you do that by yourself?
No.
I know.
Does that look sketchy? It doesn't have to be a guy for it to look sketchy.
And you know, the one I worry about now is that I pull over to help them. The real horrible person's hiding in the woods, and then they jump out and rob me or kill me.
Yeah.
That's what I worry about.
So my answer, I'm sorry, but no.
That person is definitely sensitive.
Oh, yeah, by mile.
I don't know about that stuff.
When there's something strange in the neighborhood, you can call
Ghostbusters. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would like to hear it. Call it in 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you'd like to become a premium subscriber, you get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up today if you want through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.